Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
All right, speaking of Arrowhead, did you see this viral moment of a horrible adult human being stealing Patrick Mahomes' headband from a child?
So go ahead.
After winning against the New York Giants, Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes went into the stands in the end zone, as he always does. He looks for a child. He handed his headband to a young fan. It was then taken out of his hands by a Giants fan. The moment was captured on video. It has since gone viral. Quoting here from Sweet Joey Masters, "I just want that band back really bad."
Aww.
Masters said the September 21st game was his first Chiefs game. He's been a fan for several years. He got the tickets for his 10th birthday. "It was fun," he said. "It was cool to look at the stadium. We got to watch the team warm up and play." He and his mom were in the front row behind the end zone. Patrick Mahomes walked over to me, locked eyes, tries to give me his headband, and then a woman just swoops it up and snatches it from me.
Giants Karen coming at you.
It left both Joey and his mom, Mindy, stunned as the woman turned and took off up the lower level staircase. Quoting here from Mom Mindy, "It was such a great day. The players were amazing to us." Mindy says a family friend posted the video to TikTok. It has since gone viral.
What is the woman going to do with it? I mean, how much money does she think she's going to get for it?
Now, a woman who has identified herself as the person who took it posted an apology.
Yes.
And says she wants to get the headband back to him. I don't think I believe her. Why? Have you seen the video? I mean, it's just...
I've seen still photos. I have not seen the video.
I am so tired of bad adult behavior, whether it's a baseball...
or golf.
There is an insurance commercial right now. I can't remember what company it is, but it's hilarious. He's like, "And it's important to be covered and know that when the cameras are on you and you're on the Megatron, that you don't steal cotton candy from the kid in front of you."
Watch this, Scott. Look at Mahomes clearly reaching up to the kid.
I saw the still photo.
Okay. Then the hand on the right that you see there is the woman's hand. She's clearly a Giants fan. Floop. Just takes it right out of his hand, turns and walks up.
Oh!
But that commercial is such a perfect example of this Phillies Karen character, this now Giants Karen lady. They don't think, "Oh, everybody's going to see this and we're going to go viral for being the worst person on the planet." They're just like, "Oh, I got to get that ball," or, "Oh, I got to get that headband."
Is there audio of this?
She so clearly takes it right out of his hand. And then
he looks over. He's like,
the camera looks at the little boy and he looks so dejected.
Whether the cameras are on or not, you don't act like this.
Oh, I agree.
So what has caused so many adults, and maybe it's just the proliferation of cameras and everybody's phones and everybody's filming everything.
You think we were always this bad and we're just now witnessing it?
I don't know, Dana. I don't know.
I don't think we were always this bad. I really don't.
No, we weren't.
But what causes you to grab a souvenir out of the hand of a kid?
You're supposed to,
and then turn and run.
You're supposed to be giving the souvenir to the kid.
Putting so much weight into such a souvenir, why?
You're an adult. What are you going to do? Create like an altar to Patrick Mahomes in your home with the headband being the centerpiece?
Can I get a piece of your hair?
I mean, come on. Do you have any fingernail clippings?
We know people that would do that, Dana.
God.
Well, Linda would do that. Do you think your mom would rip a headband out of a kid's hands?
Oh, God, no. Never. Absolutely not.
What did he say?
She just stole that from me.
Aww.
Apparently she has released a couple of videos. I'm trying to find them. Because, you know, you have to capitalize on your 15 minutes of fame.
Exactly. Even if it's bad. Even if you're a jerk. Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course you do.
15 minutes of infamy.
Yeah. There's a difference.
I can't find it.
Between being famous and infamous.
It does seem weird that we're seeing several instances of rude behavior amongst people.
Well, and I certainly think there is an element of it's always been around. We just now the camera is always on everyone, and it will go viral immediately, and then we're going to talk about it.
But to Dan's point, or at least what I think he was alluding to a minute ago, just because the cameras are on you now and they weren't on you before, is this who we have always been? Character is what you are when no one is looking.
This keeps happening at sports events where you know everyone is looking. Oh, wait, and everyone's recording.
Yeah. Therein lies my point. Character is who you are when no one's looking, but it's also character is who you are when everyone's looking.
And when you think no one's looking.
Well, come on. Yeah. Patrick Mahomes is coming over to the sidelines.
Yeah, they're not looking at you.
You know somebody's filming that.
I mean, that was on national TV as it happened.
Yeah. 913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.